Monday, November 10th, 2025, Board of Equalization at 2:45, followed by Board of Commissioners at 3 p.m.
All right, call to order the Dakota County Board of Equalization's Pledge of Allegiance, please. Everyone stand, able to.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Brian?
Present.
Jeff?
Here.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Present.
I did receive a text from Rick asking that he be excused. He wasn't able to make it today, so I'll make a motion to excuse Rick.
Say it.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes. Current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the wall, west wall, near the entrance of the county board meeting room, and is available for all citizens in attendance for review by all citizens in attendance. The Dakota County Board of Equalization reserves the right to adjust the order of items on this agenda if necessary. Item number one, consent agenda item, A, approval of previous minutes, October 13, 2025.
Make motion to approve consent agenda.
I'll second.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
New business, number two, A, 2:45 p.m. hearing for Heartland Counseling application of exemption for motor vehicle taxes by qualified nonprofit organization for a 2021 Nissan Titan pickup. VIN with the last five of 05693. Vehicles are used to provide community support services, crisis response, peer support, and daily support services to clients who have mental health and or substance abuse issues. These are to improve the quality of life and decrease the risk of institutionalized leasing of hospital admissions. Same as always?
Yep, this is just a renewal as usual.
I had moved to approve 2A.
I second that.
Thank you.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. 2B, Christy? Proceed.
I have a correction on a personal property for Pitney Bowes. I had it deleted out on paper, but apparently it didn't come out of the system. It's 66 cents.
Well,
they were very adamant about their 66 cents, so it just needs deleted out.
Okay.
Make motion.
That's it.
All right. Approve the clerical correction.
I'll second.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Number three, mail or emergency business. I did not see any at this time. Public comment? Anybody have any comments? Concerns? All right, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
All right.
We're very fast in this process.
Yep, you're very good. Go ahead and get started with our commissioner meeting. Current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted to the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We'll take roll.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Present.
Brian?
Present.
Jeff?
Here.
Make motion to excuse Rick.
I'd second that.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. Public comment. So if anybody wants to make public comment on anything that's not on today's agenda, now would be the time to come up. Nobody?
One at a time, please.
All right. Consent agenda item. Approval of the previous minutes from October 27, 2025. Approval of payroll claims from October 26th to November 8th, 2025. Approval of payroll accounts payable claims. Approval of accounts payable claims, if any. Veterans Office quarterly report, July through September. I came in earlier today, went through the accounts payable, the payroll. There were nothing on the accounts payable. Last week at our Veteran Service quarterly meeting, had gone through the report with our officer Neiman here. So I went ahead and came in, and everything appeared to be in order.
I'd like to make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through E. It's just hard to speak.
Second.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah.
Rogelio?
Yes.
New business. Stephanie Gassmeyer, treasurer, to report the number of distress warrants and total amount of monies involved upon returning the distress warrants over to the sheriff.
I'm happy to please to tell you guys we only had 58 this year. The total was $14,361.91. Total tax due was $13,623.31. The interest was $622.60. Additional fees were $116.
All right, and you're turning them over to the...
I did.
All right.
So.
Randy's got them?
Yep, and they're already out, and...
He's probably got them about done by now, if I know him.
Well, they've already went out, been mailed, so that's all good, so...
All right.
All righty, thank you, guys.
You bet.
Thank you.
Approve Resolution 25C-029. To certify highway superintendent for the year, calendar year of 2025.
This is kind of a formality thing. We have had a highway superintendent for the year 2025.
Yeah. There's a copy of it in your packet.
Make a motion to approve resolution 25C-029.
Second.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Next we have Nick Neiman, Veteran Service Officer, requesting board to approve memorandum of understanding between the state, Nebraska Department of Veterans Affairs, and Dakota County for the software used to submit claims. They share information with us, so they require an MOU to be in place. Come on up, Nick.
It's just a renewal. We already have one in place. They're just
okay, so we're just going to renew that so you can continue to operate in the way that you have.
Yep, they just, the state runs like the whole database, and so they share PHI and all that fun stuff. We have to have one in place for them to do that.
If also in your packet, if you take just a minute and turn to his quarterly report, you just get a little bit of a sense of what he deals with. This would be over a three-month period, and the number of people that he works with on their pensions and compensation, and the number of people. The one that always surprises me is the discharge contacts that you have during a three-month period. There's just a lot of veterans in our community. Mm-hmm. So, anything you'd like to add while you're up here, Nick?
No,
but yeah, there's a lot goes on there, and he does a good job for us. He really does. Yeah. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you. Thank you, man. I move to approve 3C.
I'll second that as well.
All right, Marty.
Yep.
Rogelio.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Board to approve NERMA representing the county in a lawsuit, Peterson versus Dakota County. CI 25-191, the county has a $7,500 deductible on that. So they are just requesting that we approve their representative. It's a situation of a case that had been filed against Dakota County. I don't know if you received an email with a little bit of instruction on that, but so they are our insurance company.
Make a motion to approve.
Yeah, I'd second that.
Rogelio?
Yeah.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah. Old business and miscellaneous. Jolene with the road report.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
We had 281 hours maintaining, 25 hours on a culvert project, 141 hours hauling gravel. We hauled just under 170 tons of gravel out on the road and a little over 900 ton into the yard. 34 hours on sign repair and grading concerns on 155th.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, in the next agenda, we're looking at Dean's working on getting bids through Sourcewell for a maintainer to get started on that. So,
Did you guys haul this into the yard, or was it the third party thing? Are we doing
the last? Probably there's probably only two or three loads from that Boyer hauled in.
Okay.
So Boyer and Oban did that. Should have been on the last report.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Everything going as okay as things can be?
Yep. Getting ready for winter. Putting the wings on and doing all that stuff. So.
Don't worry. There's no snow coming.
We have already had our big blizzard.
Yep. That's it.
I hope so.
That's all we're going to have this year.
He got with, I guess, John Deere or town about the local ones are bidding on that as well. As the Sourcewell, aren't they?
Uh-huh. Yep. We reached out to Cat and John Deere on both, so yeah, we'd already met with them the week before, so kind of just all falling into place. It takes a little bit to get stuff going, but
good news, it sounds like there's a little more discounts on the machines right now than there were last year. So
I noticed that everything you see, there's starting to be larger rebates and longer financing, so I think things are slowing down for sure.
And we did tell them to bid it with a trade-in and without, so we can make a decision that way if we want to.
And we'll get into it further down the road, but what do you have the specs on what the machine that would be leaving is, as far as what year that machine is? And if you don't, that's fine. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, it'll be all the other paperwork the next time around. So,
no problem.
You said next agenda?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's on my to-do list. Sorry.
All right, and that leads into board to review and discuss Mark Albanese's request to place crushed concrete on 160th Street to his pit for a fee of $6,500 for the fall and $6,500 in the spring, and move to approve or not to approve. He has a sand pit or gravel pit or crushed concrete pit off of 110 there. That road formerly was a minimum maintenance road, but before... just in the research, a little bit of research I did, it seems like he has maintained that road. So I guess in years past. So now he's looking to be compensated for doing that. Is that kind of what
we're... So he said with the expansion of the ethanol and some other projects, he's going to have a lot more traffic in and out of there. Last year... he did it for $25 a ton. He ended up putting about 180 ton down. Dean and I did kind of run some numbers this morning. If we're doing crushed concrete, it's what we could do it for, it would be $24.62 a ton. And then that's, of course, tying up on our guy when he could be hauling something else in. So $25 a ton isn't unreasonable by any means. And he's the one grading it. Now, if he would want us to start taking over and grading it, we would, of course, want gravel down because that crushed concrete's really hard on stuff. So, anyway.
So he's at what, 25? And
he's at $25 a ton, and he thinks it's going to take $6,500 this fall and next spring. You know, $6,500, that's about 260 ton. Now, this time of year, we generally don't put aggregate down on the road.
If you put aggregate on that road today, nothing's going in today.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was just on it yesterday, and I mean, there is a couple of spots that could maybe use a little bit. I didn't think it was that bad right now. I don't know, like I said, this time of year that it does you a whole lot of good to put a tremendous amount down. I guess I would be a lot more for it in the spring.
And then this fall, maybe at Dean's discretion, yeah, you can put a couple loads here or whatever. Mm-hmm. $13,000 in 1 mile and
yeah.
6 months is...
Yeah. Yeah, I would say, I guess I would be of the opinion that, and I've been on the road too, I drive that way home a lot. I think that, if he needs to do it in the spring for sure, and then come back to the board, or do it for the next year, come back to the board after that, because you put rock on there right now, it's not going to make a bit of difference. It's just not.
So just report back to him this fall. We'll do it. Dean will meet up with him, do it at his discretion.
Yeah.
If there's some spots.
Yeah.
I mean, if they are hauling in, and I don't know how much is going to get hauled in yet.
Mm-hmm.
If the weather's good,
yeah,
maybe they'll be hauling quite a bit yet.
Mm-hmm.
And with the
it
freezing and thawing and whatever that does, can make a mess. So.
Yeah, if we get some rain and some freezing and thawing and it needs to be touched up, yeah, do it at his discretion, and then we'll do it in the spring at the 6,500.
Okay. All right.
Are you guys good with that?
I am.
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Yep. Should we make a motion on that? Yeah.
Move to approve or not?
Yeah. So,
we're approving it.
You made a motion?
Well, I would make a motion to change the directive, and that Dean would meet with Mark and do maintenance on the road as needed this fall, and then have Mark in the spring do as normal. Cause actually $6,500.
We're not approving it right now. We're not approving it, and we can make another motion to approve.
Yeah.
But he wants in the second part of it.
And then, so that would be my motion that we do that. And then does anybody make a motion to approve the rewording of that?
I don't think you
can't do that. You have to do it at a different meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we move to
well, we'll go ahead and just do it for, we'll put it on our agenda for next meeting.
Okay.
So the motion on the floor right now is to not approve.
Yeah.
It's not to approve.
To approve.
Okay. Is that your motion?
Yes, that's my motion.
I'll second it.
Okay.
So Brian and Marty?
Yep.
Okay. And I'll go on the next agenda again after Jolene talks to Mark. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that.
All right, let's see. Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Commissioner committee reports.
I did go to an extension board meeting last week, kind of just to see where they're at. I know they're kind of been struggling for board members. So I know Lynn's over here. We did talk about different events that we could do for recruitment, or just throwing up different numbers or different people. So we should be seeing a couple more people that are going to be recommended to join the board here in the next couple of weeks.
Very good.
What board was it?
UNL Extension.
Are you looking for another one or two?
No, I'm not. I got plenty.
What about Shelley?
I don't know. She's better get done with her master's class. She did graduate in December. She could probably.
Anybody else?
I've been doing a lot with Simcoe. Nothing really to report, but I've been going to a lot of meetings with them lately. So.
Well, good. Thank you for doing that.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we started the new one with the housing, so there's going to be some housing stuff coming in the future here for housing assistance and stuff like that throughout Dakota County. And so we'll see who that goes. It's in its infancy right now, so I don't have a lot to report about it, but building the policies and procedures and everything. So
mm-hmm. It's been the exciting portion of it.
It is. It's riveting stuff. It's very riveting. You speak English well too.
I met with the veterans at the oversight committee, and everything's seems to be right on pace. They're helping veterans and doing a lot of things out in the community. They do go to the nursing homes in Dakota County before Christmas, and they give each veteran in the nursing home $50 that they can use for whatever they want. They do the oversight committee and some of the other folks involved do a fundraiser every year or two to get funds for that, so there's no taxpayer money used for that. But veterans are always very excited to have somebody come see them in the nursing homes, and $50 means a lot to a lot of them.
Tomorrow is Veterans Day and the courthouse is closed.
Tomorrow is Veterans Day and the courthouse is closed. But if you want to work, you guys can still come in.
Did anybody talk to Glenn Meyer last week about anything? I didn't know.
Oh.
No, he'll be here on Friday at the Chamber Coffee Hour.
Okay. He was supposed to be here last week.
Yeah, he was here for that the Chamber event that they had, right? I was going to go, but I had to do a work thing in Lincoln, so I wasn't here. But he is going to be here on Friday for Coffee Hour. Him and Pete Ricketts will be here, actually. So if you have anything you want to say to Mr. Ricketts, that would be a really good time to do it.
He's been... Glenn has been super responsive every time I've talked to him in the last year. And so if you have any questions, don't be afraid to reach out to him, because he's been very responsive. Good to deal with. Any mail or emergency business?
I'm just going to remind everybody the next meeting on November 24th is at 9 a.m. because it's a short week.
9 a.m. on the 24th. That way they can hopefully get their paperwork done before they're out of here for Thanksgiving. Brian, did you have something you wanted to add?
I do have something I want to add. I'd like to make the motion to adjourn.
3:20. That was
a long one.